Hey guys, this is Lakia here. Welcome back to Lakia Inspires. Man, we have a lot of catching up to do. So first of all, it's been since 2019 since I posted. It has been crazy. I have been on a whirlwind of a journey and I have been doing very little social media. So I just want to catch you all up to speed and kind of share where I've been, where I'm going, what this means, all of it. So 2019, I believe, is the last time I posted on this podcast. 2021 may have been the last time that I actually posted in Facebook or on Facebook. Well, 2019, y'all, I was like living my best life. And then 2020 hit, the pandemic, which was crazy because in 2019, I had everything planned out. I had my cute outfits. I was ready, okay? I was like, look, you about to look good, all right? So I had my little Shein, my Romwe, my everything planned out, all these clothes, right? And then that pandemic was like, sit it down. And what did I do? I sat it down. So it was crazy. But one thing that was a saving grace is that I had been in therapy, which I have some podcasts that I want to share more about that experience. But I've been in therapy. I've been going probably faithfully for like a year. And I actually was on the brink of letting her know, like, I'm good. Like, I'm just not coming back. But probably like a week or two later, that's when the pandemic hit. And I was like, I'm gonna see you every week, okay? I was just playing. But anyway, so therapy really helped me out because during that time I was able to just explore just different things that I've been going through, really get to the root of a lot more trauma. And so all of that was going on and I thought it was going to be okay. And it was. I got through the pandemic. I got sick one time, which was insane. Thought I almost couldn't breathe. It was crazy. But all that to say, I've just been on a journey and this podcast is a lot different now. Before, I wanted to talk about career and calling and all of that, you know, great stuff, live to inspire, which still is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. But when you have actually gone through something, when you have experienced a trauma or you've gotten to the root of a trauma, things change. You start to understand that trauma. Your eyes start to open. Your heart starts to open. Your perspective changes. And so you don't look at what you've experienced or life the same or anything. And so that's where I'm at. Like, there is going to be a tremendous shift in what I'm going to share content-wise. I have so much to share about self-care, generational trauma, toxic religion, which I never, ever, ever thought that I would share anything even remotely. I'm like, okay, y'all can leave it to the people who talk about that, not me. I talk about stuff that's neutral, that's good. I might stir up a little bit of commotion here and there, but overall, I'm like, I don't want to talk about stuff like that. But here we are. I've been through so much that I didn't even know I had experienced. And as the years have gone by, that story, that a part of me has just deepened. And the boldness to even talk about it has even increased to the point where you just see some foolishness or you just see stuff and you're like, you know what? I don't even, what's happening? Why are we dealing with this? Let's talk about this, right? So that's where I'm at right now. And so things have shifted quite a bit for me. And I just hope you come along on the journey because this podcast is so personal. It's so about the ones that are looked at as the creatives or the scapegoat of the family or the ones who are the prophets or the empaths. You're going to listen to this and you're going to relate. You're going to find something within this content, whether if it's just a small piece or a big piece or whatever the piece of the pie it is. Once you hear it, I think you're going to be able to identify and hopefully gain a different perspective on what it is that you've been through because this is really deep. Let me tell you, it's deep. Everything is deep, like deep to the point where I'm just like, I cannot believe I went through this. I cannot believe that I am going to say this. I cannot believe this is not all roses or whatever. And of course, we'll have some moments where there are things we talk about that is completely, girl, that's funny, you know? And honestly, what I would like to do is take these very serious topics and break them down, but also make it lighthearted and come from a place of, you know, that's a lot of information. You know, this is deep. You know, this is a very traumatic thing to talk about. But let's just trust the process and let it be a little lighthearted. Let's laugh a little bit. Let's have some fun. Okay. And I hope that you can find that on this podcast, because that's what's getting ready to happen in the days ahead. And so the first thing being, I want to talk about forgiveness in my next podcast, and something that I had to learn, and I don't know who needs to hear it, but you need to tell them, stop telling me to forgive if you don't even know the real meaning of forgiveness. Yeah, that's simple. I'm going to break that down just a little bit more and what I've learned, because I struggled with that for such a long time. I struggled with forgiving and feeling like I was going back into a cycle of pain. Once I said, oh, I forgive, and then it was like a back into a cycle of pain. And then as I continued to go through therapy and my perspective began to shift, that's when I started to see that forgiveness is not what I thought it was. But I would love for you to join me on this journey. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm going to be over there, Lakia Inspires, over at NavigatingSelfCare.com. And I'm also going to be on YouTube. That's going to be my primary place where I share a lot of things. So follow me on all those platforms. I cannot wait to hear your story. Cannot wait to talk to you and to share what's been on my heart.